and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
Welcome to Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Parliament met today for 43 minutes and featured only the opening address of the Yang di-Pertuan Agong. This is the first time that the House convened since the fall of the Pakatan Harapan government. No media outlets were allowed to cover the proceedings from inside the Dewan Rakyat, save for official media, Bernama and RTM. However, members of the media had gathered outside the heavily policed Parliament entrance as early as 8 a.m.
Melissa, no, this is fascinating because the Yang di-Pertuan Agong, His Majesty, in his speech, hailed the contributions and sacrifices of frontliners. And we often define that, you know, in terms of the people on the medical frontline. But, you know, the media is very important in the fight against COVID in terms of the communication strategy, but also in terms of unearthing truths. And the truth, not just here in Malaysia, but around the world. And the media are the frontliners, not just in the fight against this virus, but also in the fight to maintain democracy in this country.
Exactly.
So it's quite fascinating that, you know, the media was barred, in fact, from having direct access to our lawmakers.
Yeah, I mean, so because Parliament is not just about reporting what happens during the proceedings, but it's also about those interviews that happen at the lobby, the doorstep interviews that happen with the members of Parliament. I believe one member of the media, one reporter, had even fainted due to the hot weather. And even with the media coverage ban inside the Dewan Rakyat, I mean, the least that the Parliament staff could have done was anticipated that, you know, most of the coverage would have to be done from outside the premises and maybe arranged for at least, you know, tents or chairs or something for the journalists who are essentially doing their jobs. Restricting media access only pushes the journalists to the sidelines. It doesn't actually stop the reporting.
Yeah, and there's also this interesting, you know, kind of argument that was put out that the media could use the official feeds to do their reporting. That just puts, again, you know, the idea is to putting the lawmakers at one remove from the journalists who could ask difficult questions. Of course, Parliament itself wasn't allowed to ask difficult questions today. There was, in fact, no debate, no questioning, no scrutiny. All the roles that we expect Parliament to play in a democracy.
All right. The seating arrangement in Dewan Rakyat garnered a lot of interest today. All MPs were separated with a one-seat gap to observe safe distancing. However, two seats away from the Prime Minister, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, sat Dato' Sri Azmin Ali. So while the seat reserved for the Deputy Prime Minister remained empty, Azmin was positioned as the most senior minister on the government bench in Dewan Rakyat today.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, reading the tea leaves, I think, that's going on, Melissa. You know, and especially, I think, over the last 2 months, speculation about whether this government has a majority, what is the nature of that majority, who's really important as in terms of the cornerstones of this government, its legitimacy and its strength in Parliament. And so today, with the Azmin Ali sort of observations about Azmin Ali, is the question of whether this particular positioning would be acceptable to the partners within the Perikatan Nasional. And because, again, the rumour mills and, and the speculation just churns around this.
Yeah, well, speculation was rife that the seating arrangement for the Dewan Rakyat showed that Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin commands a majority support of the House. So I believe he has a majority of two at this point in time. There was some confusion as to where the Parti Sarawak Bersatu MP from Sri Aman Amasir Kujat was sitting, but he's clarified to say that he was wrongly assigned his seat. So that means Muhyiddin enjoys a majority of two. But whether this seating arrangement is sufficient proof of a majority, it remains a question that needs to be answered.
Yeah, Melissa, you know, this is just kind of reading again the tea leaves. And we can't be, you know, certain that the loyalties of those individuals on either side of the aisle are fixed. And that's partly been our problem, I guess. Yes, and so the speculation is right that, in fact, this government enjoys a very slim majority of two.
All right. We also note that the PKR president, Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim, as well as all of his party MPs, were noticeably absent from a joint press conference. The press conference today was attended by Bersatu, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad from Bersatu, Shafiq Abdul Warisan, as well as Lim Guan Eng from DAP. And the reason given by PKR comms was that Anwar Ibrahim had a prior engagement and that he could not attend the event.
Yeah, Matsabu from Amana was also there. Very interesting yes. because, you know, again, with the Pakatan Harapan government and its, you know, short, you know, life of about 2 years, was talk about the kind of signals that are given about unhappiness or the jostling that was going on in government. So, again, you know, the absence of PKR at this an important show of solidarity has had, you know, heads turning.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. After this, we'll speak to UMNO's Ashraf Wajdi Dusuki. So stay tuned to consider this.